Well, the rest of the reading I want to devote to poems, most of which have not been published at all and none of which have been published in a book. And I don't know what the theme of that collection is, really, because it's not finished. But I know some of the poems that would have to, you know, be pivotal poems in it. And most of the ones that I'll read will be that. I mean, giving what I hope is due allowance to your exhaustion and mine. The first of them is, they're at least as different again from the poems and the lice as the lice was from the moving target. And they differ quite a lot among themselves. But the first of them that I'm going to read is a poem I can't think of anything particular to say about to make it clearer. It's called The Different Stars. It's a poem in the second person, as the Lemuel's Blessing and some of those others were. I could never have come to the present without you. Remember that. From whatever stage we may again watch it appear, with its lines clear, pain having gone from there. So that we may well wonder, looking back on us here, what tormented us, what great difficulty invisible in a time that by then looks simple and is irrevocable, pain having come from there. My love, I tend to think of division as the only evil, when perhaps it is merely my own, that unties one day the veins, one the arteries, that prizes less as it receives than as it loses, that breaks the compasses, cannot be led or followed, cannot choose what to carry into grief, even unbinds, will unbind, unbinds our hands, pages of the same story. What is it, they say, can turn even this into wisdom? And what is wisdom if it is not now, in the loss that has not left this place? Oh, if we knew what we needed, if we even knew, the stars would look to us to guide them.